This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. A Somali regional governor has survived an assassination attempt today after a suicide bomber attacked a restaurant in the town of Baidoa in the southwestern Bay region. Witnesses and officials said a man wearing a suicide vest tried to approach the governor of the Bay region, Ali Wardhir Duyo, but a security guard blocked his way. The bomber detonated the explosive vest, killing three civilians and the bodyguard. A witness at the scene told VOA Somalia the governor arrived at the restaurant minutes before the explosion. A security official who requested not to be named told VOA Somalia that the governor's bodyguards were on alert because the governor had been told recently he was the target of an assassination plot. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani oversaw on live television today the launch of advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium, a key component for nuclear weapons, while reiterating his country's commitment to nuclear non-proliferation. Now, Rouhani's conflicting messages came as the country observed National Nuclear Technology Day, during which he was seen on state television ordering the injection of uranium gas into nearly 200 centrifuges and tests on other devices at an underground nuclear plant. The U.S. and Iran have agreed to a second round of indirect talks in Vienna next week to try to bring each back into compliance with the deal, but Iran insisted that all U.S. sanctions against it be lifted, and the U.S. warned that such a demand may lead to an impasse. Gun salutes across the UK marked the death of Britain's Prince Philip on Saturday as military leaders honored the former naval officer and husband of Queen Elizabeth II.